91X News.
It's 11 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Leonard. Jerry Sandusky has been sentenced to at least 30 years in prison in the child sexual abuse scandal that brought shame to Penn State and led to Coach Joe Paterno's downfall.
There are friendly rivalries. There are real.
Reporter Aaron Casterty says the sentence means the 68-year-old former Penn State assistant coach will be in prison at least until he's nearly 100 years old.
In a red smock and trousers, Jerry Sandusky looked on as prosecutors called him an insidious, depraved criminal and the charity he founded a victim factory. The defense said there is another side to Sandusky, a generous, kind, and giving side. Unapologetic to the end, Sandusky told the judge, "I didn't do these alleged disgusting acts." The judge called Sandusky dangerous and sentenced him to die in prison.
The sentence comes 3 months after a jury convicted Sandusky on 45 counts of child sexual abuse. Police arrested and charged a man in Madoc for impaired driving early Sunday morning. The man was also given a 90-day license suspension and will appear in court late October. Another man was charged with racing a motor vehicle Saturday evening. The man was driving over 140 kilometers an hour in an 80 zone. The driver's license was suspended and he will appear in court also in late October. Pharmacists in Ontario will soon be able to renew the most prescriptions and offer more services that are currently provided by doctors. Pharmacists will be able to give out flu shots starting today, and even though only about 600 pharmacies are set up for this fall, officials say it will expand next year. Ontario wants to increase 33% take-up rate on flu shots, so it will pay pharmacies $7.50 for each shot they administer. The Liberal government says it changed the regulations to expand the scope of practice for pharmacists to make it more convenient for patients. Liberal MP Ralph Goodall says he's concerned about the effects of E. coli-contaminated beef on the Canadian meatpacking industry. Goodall's comments come as meat that came from the XL Foods plant in Brooks, Alberta, is returned to Canada from more than 20 countries. Goodall says the recall raises questions about what the contamination has done to the industry as a whole.
This is a big player, XL Foods, but it's not the only player. Many of the other slaughterhouses and packing plants have superlative standards, and I'm sure they are as perturbed as anybody that their reputation may be affected by implication.
A confirmed case in BC brings the number of illnesses linked to beef products from XL Foods up to 11. People from four provinces have now fallen ill. Authorities will be conducting a detailed assessment at the plant today. NATO says it is ready to defend alliance member Turkey amid artillery exchanges along its 10th southeastern border with Syria. Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Turkey can rely on the alliance for protection.
Turkey can rely on NATO solidarity. We have all necessary plans in place to protect and defend Turkey. If necessary.
Turkey and Syria have exchanged mortar and cannon fire across their common border since errant Syrian shells killed five Turkish civilians last week. The Hungarian government has taken out full-page color advertisements in several local newspapers saying it won't give in to the International Monetary Fund with which it is holding talks on financial assistance. The ads appearing Tuesday are part of a government media campaign costing 200 million forints, approximately 900,000 Canadian, launched nearly a year after Hungary first said it would seek a precautionary loan from the IMF and the European Union to better withstand the effects of the Eurozone's financial crisis. As opinion polls narrow in the U.S. presidential race, the stakes go up for the next presidential debate 1 week from today. Reporter Ann Compton has a forecast for both parties.
Expect a far more aggressive debater when the president and the governor come face-to-face again 1 week from now, but the chemistry will be different too. Voters will be asking more personal questions at a town hall meeting, a format both candidates have used to advantage on the campaign.
President Obama looks to rally support from students at Ohio State University today, the last day for Ohioans to register to vote. Mitt Romney is set to campaign in Iowa also before heading to Ohio. A French-American duo is sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. Serge Haroche and David Wineland invented methods to observe the bizarre properties of the quantum world. Haroche says the award is full recognition for the research he's worked on for so long.
I am very happy for my team because it's a recognition of the research we have been carrying out for the last 20 years.
The research has led to the construction of extremely precise clocks and helped scientists take the first steps toward building super-fast computers. Austrian skydiver Felix Baumgartner is pushing ahead with today's potentially record-setting jump. A weather hold has been lifted now that high winds at the jump site in southeastern New Mexico have dissipated. The 43-year-old former military parachutist plans to take off in a 55-story ultra-thin helium balloon that will take him into the stratosphere. Reporter Ryan Owen says there's a lot of things that can happen at that altitude.
Pressure is so low up there, if his suit fails, his lungs would burst, his blood would actually boil. The most dangerous part comes when Baumgartner opens the capsule door and simply jumps.
Baumgartner hopes the jump will make him the first skydiver to break the sound barrier and shatter three other world records. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
There are friendly rivalries. There are real rivalries. Then there are I'd chew through a chain to play those guys' rivalries. Argos versus Alouettes. Sunday, October 14th at 1 p.m. Join us for Pink Game in support of women's cancers. Brought to you by the Toronto Sun. Call 416-341-ARGO or go to argonauts.ca. Argos, all hands on deck.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Leonard with 91X Sports. Canada's Milos Raonic reached the second round of the Shanghai Masters, beating Australian qualifier Marinko Matsevic on Tuesday. The 12th seed from Thornhill, Ontario, fired 14 aces past Matsevic and won the match in 1 hour 28 minutes. Raonic will face former Grand Slam finalist Marcos Baghdatis of Cyprus in the second round. Veteran goaltender Dominic Hasek appears to be done with ice hockey after giving up hope of returning to the NHL once again. The 47-year-old goalie resumed training ahead of this season, hoping to get picked up by an NHL club, but told Czech Daily Sport on Tuesday that it is very unlikely he would play again after no team offered him a contract amid the current lockout. Known as the Dominator, he was twice named the NHL's most valuable player and took home the Vezina Trophy six times. Former Detroit Lion Alex Karras has been given only days to live with kidney failure. The 77-year-old has been suffering from dementia and is among many former players suing the NFL regarding the treatment of head injuries. Karras was a former All-Pro defensive lineman who played his entire 12-year career with Detroit. Karras also found success as an actor on the 1986 sitcom Webster. They didn't have Kyle Lowry, but the Toronto Raptors still managed to win their first preseason game. DeMar DeRozan scored 18 points as the Raptors beat Spain's Real Madrid 102-95. Lowry is being held out of action while he recovers from a thigh injury suffered during training camp. There is no timetable for his return. The Detroit Tigers can finish off the Oakland Athletics tonight as they take a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 of the AL Division Series. The Tigers go with Anibal Sanchez for the clincher against Brett Anderson of the Athletics. The Cincinnati Reds hope to put away the San Francisco Giants to finish their three-game sweep in their NL Division Series. The Reds send out Homer Bailey, who tossed a no-hitter last month in Game 3 against the Giants' 14-game winner Ryan Vogelgang. With less than 500 days to go before the opening of the Sochi Olympics, IOC officials are touring the Russian Black Sea Resort to check up on preparations. They plan to spend 3 days reviewing construction, transportation, accommodation, and other key areas. Send us your team or league sports at sports@91xfm. That's sports. Now for 91X weather.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.